I remember as an undergraduate student, I was sort of trying to decide what to do with my career when I graduated, and I took a special, special course. And in that course, it was an assisted reproduction course. And part of the course, we went into a lab, and as an undergraduate, you're not used to being in a lab. We went into a lab and looked in a dissecting microscope and saw an actual egg being fertilized by a sperm. It was a mouse egg in a mouse IVF setting. And as soon as I saw that fertilization event, it was one of the most beautiful things I'd ever seen. And at that point, I said, this is exactly what I want to do. And I've been doing it ever since that time. You know, I've yet to become tired of thinking about the egg and how it does some of the amazing things that it does. 99% of the eggs that are generated die. And it's only a small fraction of these eggs that ever get fertilized. One of the amazing properties of the oocyte is that, this is a terminally differentiated cell. It's programmed to die. And yet if it gets fertilized, then all of a sudden, within hours, it becomes the totipotent cell of our body that gives rise to every cell type in an adult human being. And so the story I always tell students is imagine a woman that's ovulating her last egg before she enters menopause. And that egg that she ovulated could be within minutes of dying. And that's the last, of germ cells she'll ever produce. And yet, if it gets fertilized by sperm, you have this complete reprogramming of this dying cell to become a totipotent cell. And then she gives, has a normal child. It's an amazing event, really. We use a mouse as a model to study oogenesis and pre-implantation development. And some of the events that occur during this time, the oocyte goes through a period of rapid growth within follicles, within the ovaries, of course. And during this growth period, the eggs accumulate large amounts of messenger RNA, or transcripts, and protein. And this mRNA is stored somewhere in the egg cytoplasm, and we think we have a pretty good idea of where many of these factors are actually stored now. And yet they sit there, and these factors play no role in oocyte function. But instead, they function after fertilization. So the egg grows, it matures, and then ovulates from the ovary into the oviduct. And if a sperm happens to be there, the sperm and the egg fuse, and they form a zygote, which is the true totipotent cell of the body. And this zygote then cleaves into 2 cells, 4 cells, 8 cells, and so on. Another sort of unique property during this egg-to-embryo transition is that when the egg is ovulated, it's transcriptionally silent, so it's not synthesizing any new gene products. And actually, transcription doesn't begin again until the 2-cell stage of embryonic development. And the genes that are transcribed in the 2-cell stage are actually embryonic genes, whereas everything that was transcribed in the oocyte were maternal genes. So the whole transcriptional program shuts down for a 2-day period in the mouse. And during this 2-day period, you have this very intensive reprogramming going on that's sort of setting up the embryo now to sort of be able to produce its own products and sort of fend for itself. And so this period is called the maternal to zygotic transition, and that's really the area that we focus on. In the late 1990s, I was doing a proteomic screen of mouse oocytes, and so we would isolate proteins from mouse eggs and run them on gels. And this is one of the first gels that we did. It's a Kamasi-stained two-dimensional gel. And really the only sort of take-home from this is that there's a protein here. We cored out a number of spots from this band or train of proteins. And when we got those microsequenced, they all came back as the same protein, which is called PAD6. And so I was trying to decide what to do. I was a postdoc looking to go on and get my own lab. And so I really had to focus on something. And the fact that it was very striking to me was that this is clearly one of the most abundant proteins in the egg cytoplasm, or within the oocyte. And at that time, nobody knew anything about it. And just did some computational analysis and found that it seemed like this protein was only expressed in the egg in early embryo. So to me, this seemed like a really good protein to focus on. And so we went on and cloned and characterized it and found that our gene, PAD6, is expressed. This is just a diagram of an ovary, and here you can see the follicles going through the primordial, primary, secondary, tertiary, and then finally a Graafian follicle, which ovulates an oocyte. So our protein shown in green here is expressed all throughout oocyte growth, and is actually continues to be expressed throughout pre-implantation development until the blastocyst stage. So here we have this incredibly abundant protein that's only found in the egg in pre-implantation embryo. And my sort of natural curiosity made me wonder, well, what in the world is this thing doing? And so we went on to further characterize it and showed that the protein is localized primarily in the cytoplasm of the oocyte. This is the egg cytoplasm. You can see the nucleus and the nucleolus there. And it's localizing in a very sort of punctate manner in the cytoplasm. And remember I said earlier that the cytoplasm is where the reprogramming factors are located. And so we went on to generate a knockout mouse, and we're surprised to find that even though this protein is expressed so abundantly in the oocyte cytoplasm, if you actually generate mice that lack this gene, I was initially expecting, well, surely there's going to be some problem in oocyte function. But instead, the eggs were fine. They grew and they were ovulated from the oocyte with no problem at all. But strikingly, what we saw was that the embryos from these null females, from these females that lack this gene product, collected the embryos 3 days after mating. And normally, embryos develop to about the 8 to 16 cell stage within the oviduct. But in our knockout mice, the embryos are rested at the 2-cell stage. And this was very exciting to us at the time because, remember I said earlier that the 2-cell stage is when the embryonic genome first becomes activated after this egg-to-embryo transition. And so that this result suggested to us that maybe our cytoplasmic PAD6 was playing a role in this reprogramming process. And in the absence of PAD6, these embryos weren't able to reprogram their genome, and so they arrest at the 2-cell stage. This is, you know, that's interesting from the point of view of a mouse, but what about humans? Well, we'll soon begin testing the hypothesis that infertile women might actually be infertile because they have a mutation in our PAD6 gene, and in fact their embryonic genome is not able to activate, but that's yet to be tested.